Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 26th day of Tishrei, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Moed Cotton, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Zayin. In Koirin, we do not rice kriya, don't tear our clothes, on Cholamoid for a person who's passed away, Veloy Choltsin, nor do we expose the shoulder. They used to remove the shirt from the shoulder and the arm and expose them. Vein Mavrin, nor do we give the funeral meal. That's the first meal after the funeral. The friends of the Ovel bring him out to the Kvura and they eat with him, because it's also for an Ovel to eat the first meal from his own food. According to the Rambam, in fact, the whole first day of the Kvura cannot eat him from his own meal. These things cannot be done on Chol HaMoed, Ella Kroivav Shalmeis, unless it's the actual close relatives, father, mother, brother or sister, son or daughter or wife. But other people do not tear their clothes, do not expose their shoulder, do not eat that funeral meal with Ovel on Chol HaMoed. Ve'ein Mavrin, El Al Mitas Kufa. And when the relatives of the deceased, when the mourners are given them funeral meal on Chol HaMoed, it's only given to them El Al Mitas Kufa, an upright couch, sitting normally, not on a overturned or upside down couch, which they used to do during the week as a sign of mourning. This is not done on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, it's a proper, ordinary couch. Ein molichin leveis ha'avel. One does not take the funeral meal to the house of the avel. That's the meal right after the funeral, to the house of the mourner, whether it's a Chol HaMoed or whether it's during the year generally. It should not be done lo batavlo. It's not done on a nice tray. Lo biskutlo. Nor is it done on a tray of silver or glass. Nor is it done on a special quality basket. Ella basalim. It was done on simple, it was presented to the mourners on simple baskets, in simple baskets made of willow branches. And this was done not to embarrass the poor who would come and bring their meal for the mourners. And originally what used to happen was the rich people used to bring in the house of the mourner, they would bring the meals in beautiful trays of silver gold, and the poor would bring it in baskets of willow branches, peeled willow, and they were quite embarrassed. And when that happened, the rabbis said, that's it, everybody is now bringing it in the Netzarim of baskets of woven, of peeled willow branches, out of respect for the Anim, not to distinguish between levels of society. Vein Omrim Birkas Avelim Bamoed. One does not say the special blessing for mourners that they used to do in Chol HaMoed. What is this blessing? They used to when they came back from burying the dead, they would stand in a row and give Nechama to the mourners, and they would after they had stood in a row and given Nechama to the mourners, they would gather then in the center of the city, and they would give a special bracha to the mourners, in which they would conclude, Baruch Menachem Avelim. This was known as Birkas Avelim. The Mishnah tells us that this is not done on Chol HaMoed in the square of the city, nor is it done in the house. Aval Omdim Bashura, but they do, on Chol HaMoed, they do stand in Ashura when they come back from the burial, or Menachemin, and they do give Nechama to the mourners as they pass by the row, in front of the row of the mourners. Ufoitrin Es HaRabim. And they say to the Menachemim, then the people will say to the mourners will say to those who came to cover them, you can go back home now. We don't, they're not required to accompany them to the square or to the houses. So that's one pshat, that's our Rashi. Rashi then says, Fetra and Mesarabim means that the mourners will tell the people who came to Menachem them, okay, you can go now. Others learn, Fetra and Mesarabim means that the Mishnah is telling us that after Chol HaMoed, they're not required to do anything further. They patter these actions that they do in Chol HaMoed, it's enough, and they're not required to do another row, a shura, or set of tanchumin after the Chol HaMoed, because they've already done it during the Chol HaMoed, or during the Yom. Yeah. Mishnah Ches. Ein manichin es hamita barchoi. One does not leave the coffin with the body in it, a barchov in the street in Chol HaMoed, like they do in the week sometimes, in order to arouse compassion. Shaloi lahargil, in order not to arouse as a hesped the eulogies. Chol HaMoed not allowed to make hesped. Veloi shel nashim, but la'olam. As far as women's coffins, They never leave them out in the street, and that's they're covered because of respect. It's embarrassing. Now, why is it embarrassing? Some say that it's embarrassing. The Gemara explains it's embarrassing only if it's a woman who died in childbirth. Then we say that she's possibly blood coming from her body, and it's very unpleasant, so we don't want to leave her at all in the street. Other women, they do leave. The Gemara brings another opinion that says even other women, they do not leave in the street, in the coffin, that is, on the outside, and that is because even by Miriam, for example, it says, Vatomos Shom Miriam Vatikaver Shom. Miriam passed away in the desert, and she was buried there, from which we learn immediately after a woman dies, immediately burial should take place. So there's none of this putting in the street. That's the opinion of Rabbi Loza. First opinion was more because of it says that it only applies to women who've died because of childbirth, where there is an issue of blood, etc. But other women, you do leave in the street. Rabbi Loza says no. We follow what it says by Miriam. Died, straight away burial. Noshim b'moyed ma'anos. Women in Chol HaMoed are allowed to be ma'anos. It means they can all call out and lament together. But they cannot do the clapping. The clapping of a hand on each other or on clapping on the thigh cannot be done in Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Hasmuches Lamita Metapches. He says that even in Chol HaMoed, if they're close to the coffin, they're allowed to metapches. They're allowed to clap or clap on the other hands on each other or on the thigh if they're close to the coffin. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Shmuel. We don't do any clapping or of any sort in Chol HaMoed whatsoever, only the anos uman, as we'll soon see what they are, what that means, calling out or lamenting together, but not the clapping.